Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
Good morning, CK.
Morning, gentlemen.
Woo! That was, by the way, you know, that guy went to all that trouble to do that, and it was good, and he read it. It was so fast. It's like, dude, slow down, and you're going to go make all this effort to write that, make it. It's funny. Just slow it down. It's like, just slow down, boy. You know, he needs some coaching. He needs some coaching.
Well, I mean, country boys, okay.
Yeah, he was just a little too. Did you do that? Did you somebody you know do that?
No.
Yeah, you could have coached him up and go, hey, listen. Yeah. You need to sell this thing, man.
I just let it be. I didn't critique it.
Well, I'm sorry.
I was all excited. Wide open
it's like
on
it
Monday.
Was a ransom notice something he was reading.
I couldn't tell you if the guy is from Marin County, Arkansas, or Florida.
It's a creative approach, creative idea on that for sure.
Well, sure.
Chris, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, good. Because I saw your video commercial for
Trader Bills. Yeah, remember I told you a couple weeks ago. I was like, hey, we got out on the water and did some fun stuff the other day. With our friends Jeremy
And Alicia.
Yeah, from JNF Media. And, man, we had a great time. Now called a flyover agency.
Yeah,
course,
they're busy. I wonder if they ever see each other anymore.
They do, actually, I think, every day because, you know, they own a company together.
But, you know, they've got so much.
Well, they spread out.
Yeah. Listen, they can't be together now.
That's true.
Too much
That's
stuff
true.
Yeah,
they got a lot. Kids. They got a lot on their books.
You see with Trump there? You went, I don't think.
They got so much. They don't see each other. Just like Melania and I sleep in separate rooms. It's a wonderful thing, actually.
He's headed to England and wants. And I couldn't come up with it right off the bat of a United Kingdom dialect. Do you have one off the?
Ooh.
Can you
give well, think about that. So think about yeah, that's, yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Who was the most well-known actor from London or from England?
Ooh, well known.
Iris. But whatever his name is,
Idris Elba.
Yeah. He's English, right?
He is.
Yes.
While we're thinking on
Mike
that,
Kane.
He's British.
Oh, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Yeah. He has that little like.
Did you see the way Chris just did his mouth?
Michael Caine. Yes. He does have a. He is actually. That's a great one.
Roger can do a lot of impersonations, but now that I think about it, I don't hear you doing.
I don't do it a lot. I don't do it a lot. I do it.
You can do the mother father.
I do mother father. Do that one.
A priest.
I do one from the Pacific Rim, but that's only. That's only for Joe Klein. That's very niche. For Joe. It's a little niche.
It's very niche.
You know, it's not on air. It's nothing.
Middleton
just in case I travel.
Middleton Eaton Air text line. Some of our messages here from the 501. Hey, don't hate on getting the fight done in 17 seconds. 17-second performances are the reason I have three children.
Hello.
Good night, everybody. Tip your waitress.
That's good. Let's see here. Actually, Carino was a very good fighter. She had one loss in MMA before she retired 17 years ago. She didn't fight long.
You said she's an actress?
She was an actress.
So 17 years ago she fought, now she's an actress?
Think about this, too. 17 years ago.
That's right.
It wasn't what it is now.
That's right.
You know, so she moved to acting and was successful in that. And so I think it makes sense.
They told her, they saw her, if you saw her, Roger, they're like, okay, you don't need to do this very long. You can make a lot more money. So she did a co. I thought she would, matter of fact, she did a Fast and the Furious. She had a thing in Fast and Furious, but it never did take off. And maybe that's why she decided to come back.
She was in a couple of different things lately. And then she had the issue with Disney, you know, where she was let go for some comments she made.
Like I remember
and then
that, yeah.
They settled. But, man, she lost a ton of weight. For this fight, a ton of weight.
Looks different.
Yeah, absolutely. Then she was in The Mandalorian, then she was in some of her other previous films.
I'll tell you, it almost looked like me out there going after Ronda Rousey. It's almost like she put you down and she's like, she armbarred you in like 5 seconds. It's like, would you put up a fight? I mean, it was like me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Help me. Oh, it's over with, you know? So I don't know. I just thought that, you know, if somebody's paying all that money, you'd be better prepared for that. Maybe. And she gets up, she smiles, she hugs up, and then she, hey, she collects her check. Hey,
she got a bunch of money.
That was the thing. Hey, man, I'm smiling too if I get armbarred in 17 seconds.
Probably whether it's 17 seconds or three rounds, she's getting the same.
Hey, that's right. I mean, listen, I'd take the money even if Uncle Sugar gets his part. But wasn't $1 million. So, I mean, Rhonda just made $1.5 million.
Yeah, I don't know.
I said just $1.5 million.
Is that what it was?
That's about it. That's all I read.
Someone says, hey, we're looking forward to hearing Graffiti and your GM's comments on taking vacation today.
Is he on vacation?
No, but what you played last week, him talking about taking vacation, what he said at the very end.
Yes, when he said, bite our butts.
See, our listeners, I'm telling you, you said the other day, you go, you pay attention.
They're ready for that today. They're quick.
I mean, Rebecca was already calling you out on the sweep thing early.
The bad part was that you brought me up and then knocked me down in less than an armbar. He's on vacation? No, he's not. Damn it.
New co-host starts today on The Zone, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Does he?
I don't think he's in studio.
Did he announce it?
He's busy. Yeah, he announced it Friday.
Yes. I didn't hear it. I read it in the paper.
The best for the 501, the best part of all my travels has been when I get home and see the poster of Baz, Roger, and DJ at the airport. Then I know I'm finally home. My cousin, who's the mayor of Panama City, said that was the first thing that's greeted him. All three of us were there, the Oakland app that's there promoting that.
Listen, that relationship lasted just a little bit longer than the Ronda Rousey fight.
Somebody said on the Taken thing, crappy intro. You can tell he's reading it off the paper. But put some damn emotion on it, boys. Act like you're number one. Yeah, we didn't do this. We would have told him that ain't good enough. He was. And so next, you know what? Roger will be doing that in the second hour.
Get through, I'm doing maintenance at Benton. School district. I've got that you set me up for. So I've got that and a few other things.
Carino lost all that weight and regained baddie status at least.
I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to look her up.
She was in Deadpool. So Jake on the text line also mentioned she was in the first Deadpool. She was the one, she had the toothpick. She was real strong.
Oh, that's right. Deadpool. That's what
it was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if she fought at that weight, it would have been interesting.
Was she his wife? Was she a bad girl's?
She was one of the villains.
The villains, yeah. So Fast and Furious, and I forgot about Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Deadpool 1.
Deadpool 1.
Yeah. And today is the anniversary of Deadpool 2.
It is, as a matter of fact. Or is it 1 or 2? Rousey did that from the 501. Rousey did that on purpose. She made it clear she didn't want her kids to see her actually punching and beating someone like that. I did not hear that.
I didn't know. Sort of
hard to believe. It's pretty hard to avoid that. You know, I mean, you're in the octagon. You get a punch and do that. So, yeah. What song is this, Raj?
Caught Up in You.
It's such a good song. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We've got Chris Kane, Bill Vickery, Camden Kojal, Pat Bradley, maybe, and Graffiti. We never know if we get Pat at 7:05 or not.
That's what makes it so fun. You know, I mean, it's always a wild card of a Monday.
He's a unicorn.
Roger, we're going to hear from Junji. Sports Clips, they're doing the thing. I don't know about your Sports Clip. They're doing Sports Clip where you go in, you get a cut, and they contribute to a charity.
Well, I'm going to have to text Chrissy and find out if we're doing it at mine, because they do a lot of things independently.
Yeah, they do. We did Keith Jackson's Park last time they did this. So, got a busy show. They're glad you're with us. It's going to be a little rainy out here in Central Arkansas. It's raining all week, Raj. Did you see that?
No.
Raining
all week. First time in a long time we've seen that.
I don't know what to do with that. I don't know what to do.
6:07. All right, don't go away. 6:45.